We believe.
He kicked the bucket. Yeah, man. Buck, buck, bucket.
We believe.
He kicked the bucket and old man Moses did.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, number 1239, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we've got four big birthdays to celebrate. Those of Edmund Jenkins, Fred Hall, Eddie Duchin, and DeBroy Summers. And we'll also find out what's coming down the pike. Back in November of last year, you heard Edmund Thornton Jenkins on the show for the first time with Bullfrog Patrol. Tonight, he gets his own birthday salute, having been born April 9th, 1894, in Charleston, South Carolina. His Baptist minister father, Daniel Joseph Jenkins, founded the Jenkins Orphanage, which became internationally well-known for its wind band. Edmund Jenkins studied clarinet, piano, saxophone, and violin at the Atlanta Baptist College, now Morehouse College, and played in and directed the Jenkins Orphanage Band. In 1914, the Orphanage Band traveled to England to perform at the Anglo-American Exposition in London, but Jenkins stayed in London, where he received scholarships to the Royal Academy of Music. While in England, he worked in various theater orchestras and dance bands, including Will Marion Cook's Southern Syncopated Orchestra and Jack Hilton's Jazz Band. In 1924, Jenkins moved to Paris, where he performed, composed, and established the Anglo-Continental American Music Press. Edmund Jenkins died in Paris on September 12, 1926, and is buried at the Humane and Friendly Society's cemetery in Charleston. Here are three from Edmund Jenkins. Mm-hmm. There you have just three of more than three dozen recordings with Edmund Thornton Jenkins. We just heard Jack Hilton's jazz band with Little Miss Springtime, written by Hilton from HMV B-1352, April 13th, 1922. Before that, another from Jack Hilton's jazz band, Laughing Waltz, from Xenophone 2199, waxed October 18th, 1921. This Laughing Waltz was written by Hilton and Jesse Stamp, and is not to be confused with the 1933 Laughing Waltz, written by Robert Hargreaves, Stanley Damerel, and Tolchard Evans. We started off not with a champagne cocktail, moonlight cocktail, or even a jazz cocktail, but a trombone cocktail, another Hilton-Jesse Stamp collaboration, featuring trombonist Jesse Stamp. That's from HMV B-1276, October 4th, 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 10th, marked the birth in 1898 in the Bronx of Frederick Arthur All, AHL, to Maurice All and Helena Manel. You know him better as pianist, composer, arranger, bandleader, and sometime vocalist, Fred Hall. He died at Roosevelt Hospital in Manhattan on October 8, 1954, and was cremated 3 days later. Fred Hall is heard regularly on the show, most often with Arthur Fields, with whom he teamed up in May of 1926. He formed his own jazz and dance orchestra sometime in the early 1920s, and their earliest known session was for the General Phonograph Corporation's OK label on July 30, 1924, accompanying Slim Henderson. Around the same time, Hall's orchestra accompanied Trinidadian singer Sam Manning on African Blues, and here it is.
Time I'll be making the dollar, lonesome around the cabin door somehow. The birds have stopped their singing. Everything is gloomy now. We have lost the best friend that we ever had. Oh, how we all regret the day that we lost dear old Ned. Happy's buried on the hill beneath a lonesome pine. No more he'll hear the whippoorwill or see the bright sunshine. His dear old faithful rover just sits and wails and whines, while Pappy lies upon the hill beneath a lonesome pine. Everybody misses him, everybody loved him so. His children cry for Pappy, we don't want to see him go. Everything is lonesome since the time he passed away. We know we'll all see him again when we all meet someday. Happy's buried on the hill beneath a lonesome pine. No more he'll hear the whippoorwill or see the bright sunshine. His dear old faithful rover just sits and wails and whines, while Pappy lies upon the hill beneath a lonesome pine.
Thank you.
In May of 1925, Fred Hall's orchestra was chosen to replace Fletcher Henderson at the Roseland Ballroom while Henderson went on a tour of New England, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. Hall was invited by OK to record again, but this time not as accompanists, but with full credit as the orchestra on the label. They made 9 sides, and you just heard one of them, Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies with Sobbin' Blues, written by Vic Burton and Art Castle. Fred Hall was also a composer, and before Sobbin' Blues was his composition, Pappy's Buried on the Hill, being heard on the show for the first time. The orchestra is credited on the label of Edison Diamond Disc 52507, made January 16, 1929, as Pop Collins and His Boys. The Arthur Fields lyrics were sung there by Jerry Macy, credited as Pop Collins. At least that's what the discography of American Historical Recordings says. I'm gonna guess Arthur Fields. We started with Fred Hall's orchestra accompanying Sam Manning on African Blues from Paramount Race Series number 12229, made in August of 1924. In last week's morning segment, I ran out of time to play Morning Will Come. Well, here it is, along with some other things that are on their way.
Thank you.
Vernon Dalhart and Company. Company being Lou Raderman on violin, Carson Robison on guitar, and May Singy Breen on ukulele with The Time Will Come, written by Carson Robison. Take 4 from March 4, 1925 was issued on Victor 19637. Before that, from Montreal, Canada, on HMV 216447, around November of 1923, Captain Plunkett's Overseas Orchestra with his composition, Winter Will Come, as heard in Captain M.W. Plunkett's Dumbbell Review, Cheerio. Merton Wesley Plunkett was a real person, born in Orillia, Ontario, Canada, on January 11, 1888. He studied music, played piano and trombone, and on October 13, 1915, enlisted in the Army, becoming captain of the 3rd Division Headquarters. As such, he coordinated, directed, and performed in amateur shows for Canadian soldiers in England and France. In 1917, he formed the Dumbbells, who continued performing following the war and outside of the Army. They toured Canada, and their popularity extended to the U.S., where they were a hit on Broadway. Captain Plunkett died in 1966, but we'll be having a Dumbbell Hits segment very soon. We started with Morning Will Come, written by Buddy DeSilva, Con Conrad, and Al Jolson, for the show Bombo. That was Zez Confrey leading his orchestra and playing piano on Victor 19068, made April 12, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories. He's heard regularly on the show, but I don't think he's had his own birthday segment. Until now. Last week, April 11th, marked the birth in 1890 of William Henry Summers to Clara Summers, a nurse, and William Summers. For 25 years, sergeant drummer with the Gloucestershire Regiment. Better known as bandleader De Bruy Summers, he received his musical training at the Duke of York's Military School and the Royal Irish Academy of Music. He founded the 11-piece dance band, the Savoy Orpheans, and his ensemble, the De Bruy Summers Band, also known as the Midnight Minstrels. In addition to live performances and recordings, he appeared in a number of films and was heard regularly on Radio Luxembourg. De Bruy Summers died May 27, 1952, in London. Here are three from De Bruy Summers not heard on the show before.
I went that.
Thought that I was meant to live and be content without you. Then I put my arms about you, and now I can't do without you.
Vocalist on all three of those records is Ramon Newton. We just heard British Columbia 78, number 4333, made March 30th, 1927, the label of which says When the Lovebird Leaves His Nest. But the correct title of Hugh Armagel Wade's song is When the Lovebird Leaves the Nest, and the half dozen or so other British recordings of the song all get it right, although Lovebird may be one word, two words, or hyphenated. Before that, Ciro's Club Dance Band, under the direction of DeBrory Summers, with I Can't Do Without You, written by Irving Berlin in 1928, and not to be confused with the 1931 I Can't Do Without You, written by Edgar Leslie and Redmond Farrar. By the way, I finally found a date of birth for Farrar, so he'll be getting his own segment on the December 1st show. We started our little tribute to DeBrory Summers with Mimosa, from Columbia 4600, recorded September 27, 1927, according to the label, in a public hall. That would be Wigmore Hall in central London. It's a gorgeous venue and still very much with us, but unfortunately the recording was made when the hall was empty, and the microphone was placed much too far away from the orchestra, which accounts for the relatively poor audio quality. Mimosa was written by Raymond Wallace and composed by Tolchard Evans. Mimosa was also a 5.5-inch record label introduced in 1921 by the Crystallate Manufacturing Company. And, of course, Mimosa is also a cocktail, and now I'm thirsty. We're a little late since I had conflicting dates, but April 1st marked the birth in 1909 in Cambridge, Mass. Of Edwin Frank Duchin, better known as pianist and bandleader Eddie Duchin. His father, Frank, was a pharmacist and hoped young Edwin would follow in that profession. Indeed, he graduated from Massachusetts College of Pharmacy in 1929, but having taken piano lessons as a child and playing in college orchestras, led him to join Leo Reisman's orchestra, playing at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. Duchin formed his own band in 1931 and played at the Park Central Casino. In addition to live performances and recordings, he was heard regularly over the air, known as the Magic Fingers of Radio, and whose fingers were insured for $150,000. On June 5, 1935, Duchin married Spreckle Sugar heiress Marjorie Elricks, affectionately known as Bubbles, but sadly she died in 1937, just 2 days after the birth of their son. Duchin enlisted in the Navy in 1943 and served on destroyers. He saw action at Iwo Jima and was discharged in 1945 with the rank of lieutenant commander. For his naval service, Duchin received a citation from Rear Admiral Walter S. Delaney just a few hours before his death from leukemia in Memorial Hospital, Manhattan, on February 9, 1951. His ashes were spread at sea. Here are three from Eddie Duchin, not heard on the show before.
Desire you all else. else of all. Please believe me or not, it's merely because you've got that certain something I love.
He kicked the bucket and old man Moses did.
'cause that little man lying flat upon his back. And I knew he wasn't sleeping, 'cause his hands hung to the floor. Well, I didn't hear a single sound, and I ain't gonna do it no more, 'cause I found out.
Oh, man.
Yes, I found out.
Oh, man.
I sure found out.
Oh, man.
That old man Moses did. I found out.
Oh, man.
He kicked the bucket,
we
man, buck, buck, bucket.
We found out.
He kicked the bucket and old man Moses dead.
We found out.
Oh, bucket.
We found out.
Buck, buck,
bucket. We found out.
He kicked the bucket and old man Moses dead.
Torch singer Patricia Norman with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, and Old Man Mose, written by Louis Armstrong and Zillner Randolph. That's from Brunswick 8155, recorded in Los Angeles on March 21, 1938. In an article in the Brooklyn Daily Eagle in December of that year, Patricia Norman said the record is a freak and has been nothing but a headache to her. She had recorded 5 numbers with Duchin that day, finishing up around 1:30 in the morning. She left to lie down and rest, but an hour later she was awakened to do one more quick side, Old Man Mose. What usually took an hour, they knocked out in 5 minutes. The recording broke sales records, and supposedly, one of the reasons is that instead of singing Bucket, Miss Norman sings Fuck It. You can go back and listen for yourselves. It's up for debate, but apparently the general consensus is that yes, she sings Fuck It. Duchin's primary vocalist was Lou Sherwood, but before Patricia Norman, we heard Frank Munn, accompanied by Eddie Duchin and his Central Park Casino Orchestra, with The Song Is You, composed by Jerome Kern, with the lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, for their show, Music in the Air. Brunswick 6425 was recorded November 18, 1932. We started a little tribute to Eddie Duchin with Jerry Cooper providing the vocal on You've Got Something, written by Cole Porter for the musical Red, Hot, and Blue. That Victor 78 number 25432-B was made October 2, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.